that the Department of Treasury sanctions are going back in full effect and new ones are coming.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo threatening in a speech in Washington yesterday that Iran must change course.
Last week, we imposed sanctions on the head of Iran's central bank and other entities that were funneling money to the IRGC Quds Force. The Iranian regime should know that this is just the beginning.
Congressional primary elections being held in four states today. Voters are casting ballots in Texas, Georgia, Kentucky, and Arkansas. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Another embassy is opening in Jerusalem. The South American nation of Paraguay opening its new embassy in the Holy City on Monday. That's just a week after the U.S. moved its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Paraguay's President Horacio Cortez joining Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during the ceremony. The Israeli Prime Minister calling it a great day for both countries and their friendship. Guatemala opened its embassy in the same Jerusalem neighborhood last week. Arizona Senator John McCain's new memoir hits store shelves today. The book is called The Restless Wave, Good Times, Just Causes, Great Fights, and Other Appreciations. It was written by the 81-year-old senator and his speechwriter, Mark Salter. The book being written by McCain and Salter before the Arizona senator was diagnosed with brain cancer. However, after his diagnosis, the book took a very reflective turn. And former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle are inking a deal with Netflix. The Obamas signing a multi-year deal to produce movies and series for the giant streaming service. That may include work on documentaries. In a statement, Mr. Obama and the former First Lady said they hope to help cultivate talented and creative voices and help them share their stories with the world. You can find our story online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
and welcome to another powerful and entertaining edition of Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, bringing you the fascinating stories and interviews with America's most successful entrepreneurs. When Legends of Success began in January of 2002, I made a commitment to you to invite guests on this show who have not only made it to the top, but got there by doing the right thing. And since then, we have learned a lot from these guests who have been kind enough to open up their personal and often very private lives to share their histories with us. In the world of entertainment, superstars such as Billy Joel, Garth Brooks, the Eagles, Elton John, and the Dixie Chicks have all come to rely on today's guest and his family-owned business. In the world of conventions, clients have included Presidents Carter, Clinton, and Reagan, as well as Billy Graham and Pope John Paul II. So who is this company, and what exactly do they do? Well, their name is Clare Brothers Systems, and they are the world's leader in providing premium sound systems for concerts, conventions, and other live events, and trace their humble beginnings to the basement of a
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
She would have been a four-year veteran this July. She was doing her job today, responding to a call.
That's a Baltimore County police officer in Maryland speaking of an officer killed in a confrontation yesterday, responding to an afternoon call in Perry Hall about suspicious activity. Now, planned summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Congressional primary elections are on in four states today. Primary ballots will be cast by voters in Texas, Georgia, Kentucky, and Arkansas. In all four states, Democrats are running for nominations to challenge incumbent Republican Congress members. President Trump ordering that the Department of Justice planned summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Congressional primary elections are on in four states today. Primary ballots will be cast by voters in Texas, Georgia, Kentucky, and Arkansas. In all four states, Democrats are running for nominations to challenge incumbent Republican Congress members. President Trump ordering that the Department of Justice expand a probe to look for irregularities with the FBI or Justice Department's tactics concerning the Trump presidential campaign in 2016. Vice President Mike Pence says,
I know that the Department of Justice has assigned additional personnel to focus on that, to work through those documents and that information.
Pence speaking on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Authorities on Hawaii's Big Island are keeping a big eye on a geothermal plant as lava is now flowing and could cause the release of more dangerous gases. The Kilauea volcano erupting earlier this month, and it's continued to worsen conditions in the area. A most recent eruption at the summit coming just hours ago, and nearly two dozen fissures have opened, sending lava across neighborhoods and into the Pacific Ocean now, where officials warn of a dangerous volcanic haze. The mix of lava and seawater sending hydrochloric acid and glass into the air. The noxious gas is also causing problems further inland, as the fissures are still belching, and sulfur dioxide levels have reportedly tripled in recent days. A survivor of a clerical sexual abuse case in Chile says Pope Francis told him that being gay was the way God made him. Juan Carlos Cruz saying the Pope made the remark during a meeting in the Vatican after he told Francis that he was gay. And YouTube is launching its music streaming service today. It's called YouTube Music, the streaming music platform designed to compete with things like Spotify and Apple Music. YouTube Music will include a free ad-supported tier as well as a premium version that will cost $9.99 a month. We're free online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR. You're listening to WHCRDB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
She would have been a four-year veteran this July. She was doing her job today, responding to a call.
That's a Baltimore County police officer in Maryland speaking of an officer killed in a confrontation yesterday, responding to an afternoon call in Perry Hall about suspicious activity. Now police confirm a few hours later an arrest was made of one male suspect in connection with her death. They're still looking for three other suspects, though. Police have not released the officer's name, nor exactly how she was killed. The Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island still showing no signs of slowing down and continuing to erupt. There was an eruption at its summit last night, and lava from the volcano has crept onto the site of a geothermal power plant. Workers scrambling to shut that facility down. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Immigration was the subject as President Trump hosted a dinner at the White House last evening for several Republican governors, calling for tougher immigration and the president again calling for tougher immigration enforcement.
We're also working with Congress to close the crippling loopholes in federal law, especially the disgraceful practice of catch and release. That's where you catch somebody, talk to them, sign them, and then you have to release them.
Earlier in the day,
thanks to our colleagues at the Department of Treasury, sanctions are going back in full effect and new ones are coming.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo threatening in a speech in Washington yesterday that Iran must change course.
Last week, we imposed sanctions on the head of Iran's central bank and other entities that were funneling money to the IRGC Quds Force. The Iranian regime should know that this is just the beginning.
Congressional primary elections being held in four states today. Voters are casting ballots in Texas, Georgia, Kentucky, and Arkansas. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started...
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunter.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, today we're talking about staying healthy while you travel for work or even on vacation. In a few minutes, we'll be talking with John Ayo. He's the author of the book Travel Balance.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, in today's Immortal Minute, we're talking about resistance exercise. Recently, we reviewed the importance of testosterone in men for maintaining health. This one also supports the importance of resistance exercise. Weightlifting, University of Sydney, published in American Journal of Epidemiology. Over 80,000 adult men were studied. And it showed that resistance training reduced the risk of premature death from all causes, specifically when it came to cancer, and was even more beneficial than aerobics. So not that you don't need to do a little bit of aerobic exercise, but all those guys out there running 26.2 miles, you're going to drop dead because you can't lift a sack of cement.
So, Mark, is your hypothesis that the resistance training boosts the immune system and the killer T cells then are more effective at getting rid of mutations that might lead to neoplasms?
As always, you are extremely educated in such matters and directly correct.
Thank you so much.
But there's lots of specifics, such as you mentioned, that show that how resistance training can. But you know, I always tell patients one of the things is the amount of lean muscle mass you have and the more lean muscle mass you can maintain into later life has the strongest correlation with overall health and longevity.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those, if you're given one metric on a patient that you could look at and make a prediction off of,
measure strength.
Well, it's going to be muscle mass, which obviously can be related to keep your hormone levels good, resistance training. You know, if you said one lab work, you know, that I would do, what's the one lab?
Albumin.
You'd pick albumin?
Protein.
Testosterone.
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D.
So oftentimes, yeah. You know, if their vitamin D is low, it's going to reflect their testosterone low. But albumin's a good choice, too, because we know that is that you see it. But the problem with I find with albumin is by the time it starts dropping, it's pretty obvious they're later in life. I mean, it doesn't drop till late in the stages.
Right, but I think it reflects the decreased muscle mass.
I agree.
Goes along with your resistance training.
Well, either way, you need to exercise. You need to get strong. I mean, that's the bottom line of what you need to be doing. Hey, we got John Ayo in the studio with us, and he actually is an engineer, a recovered engineer, who's now a professional speaker, traditional neuropath, and author. And he's got a book out there called Travel Balance that helps people stay energized, healthy, and balanced while they're traveling. And, you know, John, you've taught like over 4,000 people in like, what, 26, 27 countries? And this is all about how to stay healthy on the road. So I'm really glad you're right here on the Staying Young Show because we got people coast to coast that listen to this show, and a lot of them have to travel. You know, whether it's their executives traveling or, you know, a lot of truckers listen to the show, and they're always on the road traveling. So this is a great topic for us to talk about. So let's first start with what in the heck is natural health and for our listeners? And what took you from an IBM engineer to a naturopath?
Yeah, well, thank you first off for having me on the show. I'm thrilled to be here with you. And this was not in the plan. When I was in engineering school long, long ago and I joined IBM and I got into sales, I was cooking along. But what happened is I got sick, basically, and then all of a sudden the priorities shifted from how do I sell this thing to how do I feel better.
Right.
And then I found my passion from there and decided to go pursue becoming a naturopath. And I didn't even know any at the time, but naturopaths are basically natural health doctors that focus in on helping the body healing itself because only it heals itself and God heals you. And so that's what I went to learn and study.
Well, I think that's great. So for our for our listeners, and I want to ask the doctors here too, because there seems to be a shift. Not all doctors are on board, but there seems to be a shift in which we're in agreement very much so. I had a conversation with you outside of the show where some of the traditional Western medicine physicians are, let's write a prescription. Then when you get a side effect from that, let's give you another one. Let's give you another one. And in executive medicine of Texas, one of the things we definitely do is let's look at all your medications and which ones can we help you get off and get healthier and get off of these things. And which ones have you been put on for a long time? Like you and I talked about PPIs. This is a great example. And I want to ask Dr. Gammon and Anderson, I mean, how many times do you see people that say, oh, I've been on this, you know, PPI, proton pump inhibitor, which, you know, Prilosec, Pepcid, all these different ones that fall under that name, and they've been on it forever.
It's frequent that they've been on it for decades or many, many years. That's not unusual. Usually when they get off of it, they're just bored with it. They haven't noticed any difference for a long time, so they get off of it.
But now we know about all the kidney damage and everything else. So we agree a lot between the naturopath and a lot of Western medicines that are doing preventative and proactive medicine that let's just not write prescriptions.
Right. So. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when you look at things like stomach acid, that's one of the things that tends to go down as we get older. But there are things that you can do, herbal supplements that you can take to help the parietal cells to make acid again. Because usually when you look at the heartburn, surprisingly, it's not really a lack of acid. It's really a lack of acid as opposed to too much that's in there. It's just the wrong kind.
Oh, it's the wrong kind. So that's interesting. So what, just off the cuff, what herbal medicines are good for this?
Well, whenever you're using different enzymes is one of the best things you can take. So there are enzymes that come from the plants that we eat that are going to help you to digest the food. And then there's betaine hydrochloride that you can eat, or the supplements that you can take. You can eat beets that will help your body to make that. And that's the foundational source of the hydrochloric acid that your body needs.
And a lot of these prebiotics tend to help with that. We talk a lot about probiotics, but a lot of foods that are prebiotic have a lot of fibers that tend to knock some of that down too.
Yeah, the prebiotics basically feed the probiotics. So that's their food. So when you take your probiotics, you want to make sure you take their foods with them.
Yeah, otherwise they just die.
Yeah, exactly.
And so for our listeners, give an example of a prebiotic.
Prebiotic is like inulin powder is a good one.
There's even eating asparagus.
Acacia, okra, things like that that feed. They're more the fibers that sit in the body and allow these guys to eat. That's what they want.
So you wrote a book, Travel Balance, and we just have a few minutes before we got to go to a break. But what made you want to write this book?
Well, it was really from my experience in traveling to over 26 countries and living through a lot of these challenges, getting sick on day two of a 10-day trip or having jet lag where I couldn't work. So it was my own personal experience. And then I had several friends that said, hey, I'm getting ready to go travel to Brazil for 2 weeks and I've never been out of the country. What do I need to do to stay healthy?
So everyone was asking you anyways. Yeah. You're like, I should write a book.
Exactly. And so I wrote the book conversationally. Well, first you should do this, then this, then this. And then if this happens, do this. And so I kind of created it that way.
Well, there are a lot of things can happen to you outside of like Montezuma's Revenge in Mexico, which is what a lot of people think of. You know, oh, well, I'm not going to Mexico, so I'm not going to get sick. Well, you can get sick and not. You can get sick going to a different state, and we're just going down the road, you know, you can get sick in your own home. So this is great tips, and I'm really excited that we're going to kind of go through these. Before we go to a break, I want to be sure and tell our listeners to follow us on Twitter, at Stay Young Media. That's at Stay Young Media. You know, we have like over 50,000 Twitter followers that are always tuning in and sharing our stuff. We love it when you guys share our stuff because we try to give you tips all the time that can help you live longer and live healthier. And when we get back here with John, you're going to take us through some things, even tips for getting rid of jet lag. So excited about that. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT, Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardioactivated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat issues some warnings to the Iranian government, and now a government spokesman is issuing a warning of his own. Mike Pompeo telling the Heritage Foundation yesterday.
Last week, we imposed sanctions on the head of Iran's central bank and other entities that were funneling money to the IRGC Quds Force. The Iranian regime should know that this is just the beginning.
In response to Secretary of State Pompeo's remarks, a deputy commander for the Iranian military told local media the people of Iran should collectively punch Pompeo in the mouth if Washington tightens sanctions against his nation. In Maryland, police confirm they've made one arrest for the death of a Baltimore County police officer yesterday as she was answering a call about suspicious activity. Three other suspects are still being sought. They haven't released how she was killed. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout. Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, don't forget, at the end of this and every single show we do, we have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. So write this number down, 844-WELL-100. It is toll-free. So we have in the studio with us John Ayo. And John Ayo is the author of the book Travel Balance, and he's given us some great tips on traveling. And what's the most challenging thing about staying healthy when we travel?
Well, the most challenging thing, not only when we travel, but at home, is stress and balancing stress, because nothing will take down your immune system and lead to more kind of illness than cranked up stress. And there's nothing like getting on an airplane and leaving the country to get that up.
You don't even have to leave the country.
Right.
Just like going to the airport alone, right?
Right. Or flying somewhere in the U.S. Absolutely.
It's a completely different experience now when you fly.
Because you check bags.
Really?
Just carry on. Half the stress would be gone.
Well, not when you're like not even 5 foot. It's very stressful to think, how am I going to get my suitcase out of that thing over my head that is like
then
way up there?
Everything you pack should fit underneath the seat in front of you.
Children, please now. John, what are your top three tips to ease the stress of travel?
Well, I think a lot of people do this. Number one that, of course, most people know about is drinking water. So you've got to get filtered water and a lot of it throughout your trip. So as soon as you get through security, I recommend either buying a bottle of water or bringing your water with you if you can get filtered water on the other side. So number one is water. Number two is noise-canceling headphones, something that you'd never want to leave without. Even there's times I've been on flights where I put on the headphones and just turn off the music and just have the noise-canceling part going to drown out the engine noise, because that frequency and that vibration is stressful enough just to be on the plane.
Especially
now,
right?
Well, that's so important to protect your hearing also.
Absolutely. But just to keep you kind of calm. And the third thing in general about keeping your stress down, as we kind of alluded to earlier, is exercise. And for a lot of people, especially on business travelers, it's hard to get to that gym. You start with the best intentions. You pack your stuff, and I'm going to get up tomorrow at 6, and I'm going to make it to that little room, get on that treadmill. But the reality is somebody says, hey, you want to meet for breakfast at 7? Yeah, you do.
Okay.
You always want to opt for meet with other people and networking, and get your exercise where you can. Walk around the airport, walk to the restaurant, walk up the stairs. I try and always
bring your own bag and carry it. That's exercise.
Without wheels.
I bring my own bag and carry it.
I know, but you don't pack anything in it. Anyways, we digress. Go on.
So, you know, when I go to hotels, I try and get rooms maybe anything under 9 floors, then I will take the stairs.
No,
up and
really?
Down
like 8 floors? You'll do 8 floors?
I'll do 8 floors. Not the first time. When I check in, I take the elevator, go to my room, and then after that, up and down, go up 8 flights both ways. It's great exercise. It's not the prettiest thing in the stairwells of some of these hotels.
Wait, I got to ask
you. I'm sitting here thinking, I've been in those stairwells.
They're creepy.
There's some scary things sometimes, even in better hotels, that go on in those stairwells.
They look like something out of a movie, a horror movie.
And then you get down to that bottom floor, and you just hope that door's not locked.
Right.
Oh, or you went too far, and you end up in the laundry room. Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
The problem is, once you're in, you're in. There's no getting back out of it. There's only one way out, and that's go all the way to the bottom.
Yeah. What about supplements while traveling?
Well, really important. I'm a huge fan of taking supplements just because it's difficult for us to get all the nutrition we need from the food, especially when you're traveling. So the key with the supplements is you have to pack them ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So I always put together a little packet that I call my just-in-case kit, and I put it in there, and I always say, God, I hope I don't need this. But when you do,
yeah,
it's really
good
handy.
To have it.
Absolutely, especially for things for digestive issues. And maybe some supplements with charcoal in it or things like that.
And I always pump up the vitamin C. I mean, we have a vitamin C in the Stay Young vitamin line. I always pump up the vitamin C and my probiotics, like especially a week before I'm going to travel.
Exactly.
Just to get it up there a little bit. And then,
have you ever considered as a germaphobe what you're actually doing when you consume probiotics?
Yes.
Does that bother you?
Maybe on some days, but I try not to think about it.
You mean
that
they outnumber us 10 to 1?
Especially the ones that
she wants to wipe them all off the face of the earth, yet she purposely ingests them.
Especially like the 250 billion one where you put it in water and you're like looking at it going, I'm really going to drink this? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
And then I just quickly do it. No going back.
Now, John, what are your best tips to reduce jet lag? I've got one, but what are yours?
Well, number one is as soon as you get on that plane, set your body clock to the time zone that you're going to. So when I fly from Dallas to London, it's about 6-hour difference. So you get on the plane at 7 p.m. here. As soon as I get on the plane, I just say it's 1 a.m. And then I do some little energy techniques to help my body click in and know that when you're on the plane. Know that you're eating a dinner at like 2 in the morning when they serve you food. So clicking that body and getting into that time zone, and don't look back. When you see the little thing on the monitor that says time in Dallas, don't look.
Don't look at it.
Don't look at it.
So you can kind of trick your brain a little bit.
You trick your brain. Then there's some things you can do in the energy world, tapping kinds of things to set your body to that way. The other thing is when you get there, you want to make sure you stay up till 9 p.m. the first two nights, whatever it takes. So it's difficult because sometimes
9 p.m. local time.
9 p.m. local
time. That's the key.
Yep. So if you get there at noon or 1 in the afternoon, you got to do whatever it takes, coffee, walking, just stay up till 9 p.m. those first two nights, and you'll be glad you did.
Yeah, when we go to Hawaii and back, that's always a tough one.
Hawaii is a tricky one. So I was just talking with a client today, actually, that's going to Hawaii. And one of the good news about it is you get to get in the ocean. And that's one of the best things you can do because one of the tips
I'm not getting in the ocean.
Oh, you don't want to get in the ocean? Too many
no.
germs?
No. There's sharks.
There's sharks.
Bigger. So
That'll keep you awake.
One of the other keys on jet lag is to get your feet on Earth. So something called earthing where you get bare feet on the Earth will help sink you into that time zone. If you can do it on wet grass is even better. Getting in the ocean is one of the best because it just helps your body to acclimate, and it dumps a bunch of electrons from the big flight as well. So
I like that earthing. I don't succeed all the time, but I try to, like on Saturday, if I'm going to be working in the garden or something, I try to take my shoes off and kind of walk around on some of the grass.
Absolutely.
And because time can pass, and you can realize I haven't walked on grass in, you know, months, some people years.
Well, I know. We've isolated ourselves from the planet, and with rubber-soled shoes, we never get to discharge a lot of the electricity in our body. So it's very helpful for inflammation. But the number one thing with jet lag is dehydration. It's always back to the water.
Right. Drink more water.
Got to drink a lot of water.
Well, I made a lot of friends of patients because I told them on long trips from the west to the east to take Viagra. and they take Viagra. And,
then they join the Mile High Club.
they land with a smile on their face, and they think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Wait, why are you telling that?
Because it works. It really works.
Well, because it was originally a cardiac drug.
Right, right. No, it works for jet lag, but only from west to east. I don't know why I haven't researched it recently, but it's not a joke.
So what do they do from east to west? Saltpeter or something?
You from east to west, you do what John tells you to do, which is hydrate yourself, set your clock. And what else, John?
Oh, yeah, west to east. So those are the biggies, right? And that's the hardest part for people is the water. It's not just on the plane, but as soon as you land as well. You know, being at 30,000 feet can be very dehydrating for a lot of reasons. And, you know, people don't realize, as an example, if you take a wet washcloth, put it on an airplane, in about an hour, hour and a half, that thing will be dry.
Oh, yeah.
It gets dehydrating really quick.
Yeah, people, yeah, they don't realize that. And then that's a whole other conversation. They get all these chemical-filled lotions and cover their bodies with them. But, okay, so just real quickly, a germaphobe, for our germaphobes out there, we've got about a minute before we go to break.
Germaphobes out there, what is the germiest thing you can get on your flight? Well, one of them is the little tray when you go through security at the airport. Everybody has touched that tray.
And
people don't think about it, but it's
and they
a big
make
one.
You take your shoes off. So I try to always get so I don't have to take my shoes off. Because once my feet touch the floor,
you're damaged for the whole trip.
The whole trip. All I can think about is getting wherever I'm going to go and washing my feet.
So the ones that people do for sure know about is the hotel remote, the TV remote in the room. Mm-hmm. But ones that a lot of people don't think about is when you go to that hotel and you sign in, that pin at that registration desk has been touched by a lot of people.
We need to bring our own pen.
Got to bring your own pen.
Oh, see, this is good stuff.
Life is getting too complicated.
It is getting. I know. It's come to this.
So what else? Where else can we find?
When you're on the plane, of course, that tray table, as you know, not to mention some folks have been, you know, changing diapers and stuff on there. You never know what's happening on those tray tables. So
no,
make sure you
people
bring
change diapers
wipes.
On the tray table?
I've seen some things that you don't want to see on an airplane.
How many miles have you traveled?
Oh, about 3.5 million.
Million. Yeah. That is just crazy.
It is crazy.
So do you still have miles left over?
Or? Not many. I took my family to Hawaii, and they went really fast.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Go fast when you do four.
And they expire over time,
and
too.
They do.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to play Medical Mania Trivia. And if you want to play trivia with us, give us a call, 844-WELL-100.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, that number 844-WELL-100 is really important to you because it's your chance to win a free copy of the book Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And you got to get Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day correct, and that's at the end of this and every single show we do.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, so today we have Caroline out of Hearst, Texas. Caroline's going to be playing with us. And Caroline, just as a reminder, this is how it goes. The doctors are going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you questions. We actually have a guest in the studio with us. So you're going to have three people asking you questions. There's five questions in total. And if you get them right, you can win some things. So what you're looking at winning, I think, how old are you? Give me a ballpark. Well, let me just ask you this. Are you under 40?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that tells me what I'm going to give away to you. So, essential multivitamin out of the Stay Young vitamin line. And if you get a lot of really good stuff right, you can actually get some Lifeline stem cell cream. I don't care if you're under 40. That stuff will keep you looking young for many, many years.
All right. Here we go. You ready for the first question? True or false?
Yes.
There's enough strength in the human fingers to support the entire weight of that human.
True.
That's correct.
Very good.
Watch
this. Well, don't you think that depends?
No.
You think the more weight you put on, the stronger your hands get?
We're saying the average human, not the morbidly obese.
I didn't hear the word average, but I'm just saying.
It's implied.
I'm just picturing a finger push-up.
Right.
Well, I know, right? Can you do a finger push-up? We're gonna have
ten fingers.
We're gonna have a contest after the show to see who can do it.
Okay, here's your next question. How many bars of soap can be made from the average adult's body fat content?
This was in a horror film.
Oh, it sounds like it. Oh my gosh. 35.
Oh my gosh, no.
No. 7. Remember we said the average body. 7.
See?
7 bars of soap.
She went where I was going with the whole finger push-up thing.
Okay. I'm just picturing how many bars of soap would cover your body.
It's compressed fat. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. I have the word average in my question. So on average, how many hairs are going to fall out of your head today?
And it's multiple choice.
Multiple choice. 12, 80, or over 200?
This is naturally without the help of your children.
Yes. I would say 80.
Oh, very good.
That is
very
good.
Hey,
very
Caroline's
good.
Pretty good at this.
All right.
I'm just thinking how much is on my bathroom floor every morning.
Who wrinkles first, darker skinned persons or lighter skinned persons?
Oh, man. I would think lighter skin.
That is correct.
Caroline is
good.
The
pigment, the melanin reflects the sunlight, doesn't damage the skin. You don't get the wrinkles.
Here's your last question, and you're doing so well.
She's going to get this one.
Which,
I know she is.
Which organ of the body is known for being your filter? Which organ of the body is known for being your filter?
It's not your mouth.
We don't have filters there.
That's what I'm saying.
Your lungs.
No, it's your kidneys. Your kidneys filter your blood for ammonia.
See, yeah. She knew it. You knew it, didn't you, Caroline?
I did. There's too many filters in the body.
I'm sure the lungs filter something, right?
They filter carbon dioxide. My kids just had that in school.
Well, the lungs exchange oxygen for carbon dioxide. It's a little bit different.
You need to correct that textbook.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? You've been a great guest. We're going to send you out some essential multivitamin. And, oh, heck, we'll go ahead and send you out a sample of the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. Thanks for coming on and playing with us.
No problem. Y'all have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, John, I got to get back to this question I wanted to ask you. So you said, you know, if you weren't going to go to the gym, then you can have a social thing. You could do the social thing. So just say you're out of town by yourself. Should you be going to the gym? And are there a lot of germs in the gym?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. See, I'm not as big on the germaphobe side. I really focus more on boosting my immune system to take care of me. But there are germs there, and you have to be careful.
You can do both.
You can do both, and it's always good just to be extra careful. I make it the best of intentions to get to the gym. But, again, I would rather go explore and see something because the inside of those little rooms in the hotel is not very exciting.
Yeah.
Nothing against them, but they have a bunch of mirrors and a treadmill machine and some weights. I'll do it if I can do it. But if I have the option to go walk, explore, and see something, I'd rather do that.
That's true. You can get out and about.
Exactly. That's the balance side of the travel balance is I'm not a super advocate of you got to do everything to be super duper healthy all the time. You got to put balance in here. You know, if you're in Germany, you need to drink the beer. When you go to certain parts of the country, you got to do the things that are local there because you want to get the experience that you won't get at home. That's why we're traveling.
So if you're in India, are you going to walk on the hot coals?
Well, I might. I might. I'm just really? Crazy enough that I might.
Oh, man. I don't think I would do that. Well, I know you wouldn't do that.
No germs. Heat's killed them all. Completely safe. You can go barefoot there, I promise.
Would you walk on the coals?
You know, I see these videos where they do the inspirational deal, and by the end of the 48-hour weekend, they got people walking across them, and I'm like, they got to be Photoshopped or something. There's no way you got grandma to walk across it after she listened to 12 hours of inspirational deals. So to answer your questions, no.
I don't know. What do you think, John?
I don't know. I know some folks that have been to those, and they're pretty powerful.
Yeah. They don't show the videos of the ones that burn their feet up.
I can go barefoot on asphalt in Texas in the summer just because
that's the same thing.
It's kind of thickened up since I was a kid, and it's almost the same thing. So.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, before we let you go, John, I just want to ask you, when you travel, because this seems to be a big complaint, people can't sleep in their hotel rooms. And so what's your advice for people to get more sleep, better sleep, deeper sleep when they're traveling?
Well, one of the best things is we sleep best when we're cool. So you want to make sure that the thermostat in there is less than 70 if you can. And that would be a first start. The next thing is to just kind of calm yourself down. So we look at too much electronics and we get all of these blue lights electronics. So if you, number one, just kind of stop watching electronics and read a real book would be a good thing. The other thing a lot of people don't think about is electromagnetic frequencies from their cell phone.
I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah. So put that thing in airplane mode if you can. If you're like, you know, on emergency because you want to make sure the kids are okay, then at least move the thing about 6-7 feet away from you if you use it for your alarm. And then get all the electronics away from your head because those things interfere with our ability
to sleep.
You know,
there's a lot of kids that sleep with their cell phone under their pillow.
Yeah.
They're all going to have brain damage.
Oh, it's scary. It's scary where we're headed with cell phones.
Well, I know you've got like even so much more that we can go over. That's why people got to pick up your book, and that's Travel Balance, and it's John Ayo, and it's AYO.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with a double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by SmartNewYou.com and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333, or go to SmartNewYou.com.
Talk about travel. They can get this procedure and not have to travel with their CPAP.
That's right. Now, last week's riddle was this. What starts with E, ends with E, and contains one letter? The answer, of course, is an envelope.
Envelope?
Envelope.
That's very, no, envelope.
Envelope.
Envelope. That's so Canadian.
Well, there's proper English and there's American. Okay. So this is this week's riddle. I travel all over the world, but I always stay in my corner. What am I? Let me repeat that. I travel all over the world, but always stay in my corner. What am I? Send in your answers.
Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to either call us at 844-WELL-100. That's a toll-free number, 844-WELL-100. Or you can go to the website, stayyoungamerica.com, and do the Contact Us or the Dementia Defender answer. Now, here's the thing. You got to get it right. And then you got to tell us where to send a free copy of the book. It's not going to cost you a thing, but you got to get it right. Give us your name, give us your answer, and give us your address, and we'll send you out the book. And if you don't know the answer, you can always buy the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229, or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical.